The improvement subcommittee discussed considering a minimum crop insurance program that basically supports the maximum government subsidy occurring at the 70%. Basically, we want to encourage producers to have at least a basic minimum of 70% coverage to help cover their expenses. And so the subcommittee then moved to pass that along to a full committee resolution there. They also talked about RMA proposed rule for a good performance program, and that right now the RMA is requesting some written comments on that. So we are planning on meeting, and several of us, and proposing some written comments to RMA concerning these.
Here with David Shem from Kansas, the chairman of the NOG Domestic and Trade Policy Committee, to talk about what happened in his committee, subcommittee meetings, and committee meeting today at the Wheat Industry Winter Conference in Washington, D.C.
All right, thanks, Melissa. Yeah, we had two subcommittees meet this morning, our New Ideas Subcommittee and also our Improved Ideas Subcommittee. And they covered some resolutions dealing with the current Farm Bill. I was also start talking about the 2012 Farm Bill coming up. The Improvement Subcommittee discussed considering a minimum crop insurance program that basically supports the maximum government subsidy occurring at the 70%. Basically, we want to encourage producers to have at least a basic minimum of 70% coverage to help cover their expenses. And so the subcommittee then moved to pass that along to a full committee resolution there. They also talked about RMA proposed rule for a good performance program, and that right now the RMA is requesting some written comments on that. So we are planning on meeting, and several of us, and proposing some written comments to RMA concerning this good performance rule and the impact that it will have on wheat producers. Right now we don't feel that it is really targeting a large enough of a group there for something that we truly want to come out and support. We think it's got some good ideas in it, but need to change some stuff. Our New Ideas Subcommittee also met here this morning. And they talked about several different new ideas, some of it concerning maybe some improvements on a more of a whole farm insurance program. And they also wanted to look at and recognize that right now what producers need across this country, what they have responded in our surveys, is that we need a multi-legged support system for producers between a sure type of disaster program, a direct payment, as well as the insurance, crop insurance program. And that also that we need to be starting to look at more of a what we consider a third generation crop insurance that factors in a cost of production issue, as many producers have faced a extreme rise in the cost of production. And the other aspect that they also put forth to the full committee was that we are obviously in tough economic times right now, and there is talk of how to make a balanced budget, and that the farm program is really compromising a very small amount of the overall federal budget, in that we feel if the federal budget is cut, that, you know, all programs within that federal budget need to be cut fairly across the board, and that not a farm bill program should not be cut beyond what is reasonable for it. So those were the things that were passed on to our full committee. Our full committee reviewed them, talked about them, and ended up accepting and approving the ideas passed on from both of the subcommittees. We also then reviewed some of our current policies that we had in effect right now, and some of those that we have looked at and will be passing on to our full board is our trade and travel relations with Cuba, and also some of our foreign and domestic compliance with the multilateral trade agreements we have with other countries. So those were some of the things that we talked about and considered. We also had some further discussion about using being able to be a part of some programs that can help us to better analyze possible implications of the future Farm Bill and current Farm Bill.